Facebook now.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids. Noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home. Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year. Except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses start at only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. Got Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman in the studio. We have a business break coming up in a second, but I want to clean up one quick phone call from the last hour because I gave Randall 5 minutes to figure out what he wanted to say. 5 minutes.
Randall.
5 minutes, Randall.
Randall don't need no 5 minutes. He's got it all laid out.
No, he needed 5 minutes, he told me. So I gave him 5 minutes.
And I said, look, we on to next. Look, I think this, whoever responds to the phones, if, like since it's been summertime and we do have a lot of homeschooling, maybe they could let one of their, you know, older kids come in, answer the phones, and then during the week you could tell about, you know, what their dad or mom does for the company. That way you don't have, man, y'all got an A1 show, and they some, you got too many haters, and I know the folks hanging up on purpose, and it's starting, you can't have that on the show no more.
I see what you're doing here.
You need it, man.
Randall has the biggest heart in all of Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And he thinks it bothers me when the phones hang up.
Well, but it bothers him.
It bothers him because it's bad radio, which is why I typically just cut the phones off when that happens.
Yes, he does.
I usually just unplug them here and there and turn the computer program on.
You know, a lot of times you can't just go to the phone. I mean, you're in something, and you got a thought going. You want to finish it out, and then the what's those pesky things? Commercials they come up, you know, and you got to do all that. And then, so sometimes you might just want to, you know, make a sandwich and just sit there and you know, just chill and he'll get to you.
And that's fine. And we do try to get to him in relatively short order. But I understand people have things to do. Sometimes they have to hang up. I like the phones. I enjoy the interaction. We have some good callers. We have some average callers. And we have some bad callers. But I do generally like the phones. I generally like going to the phones. But on the days when we cut them off, I don't hate it.
There was a guy that used to do stuff for Larry Stevens years ago. His name was Jack Voorhees. I don't know if you're familiar. You know Jack Voorhees? And he had this thing called I Got a Comment.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone would ring, and, you know, you'd answer, and hello, I said, I got a comment. I said, what's your comment? How are Aunt B and a 57 Oldsmobile alike? I don't know how. Well, the rear ends are similar.
One quick thing, Rusty. He's got the best sling blade thing, and I'm gonna be out here. But I love you. Your show, the phone lines is the pulse of Montgomery. And when you haters call in and hang up on a man, I'll tell you, I'll meet you at the waterfall because it's starting to get aggravating. I know y'all doing it on purpose.
Hold on, I don't even want to know what meet you at the waterfall means. Is that a euphemism for I'll cut you?
He ready to fight?
Yeah. Hey, Randall, I got to run. 272-9228 if you want to get in. It's the Bath Innovations of Alabama guest hotline. Randall is saying they need to provide phone screeners.
And meet me at the waterfall.
I need to be careful with who comes in. See, the problem with us having a phone screener,
They
screen in the studio.
Yeah.
What we talk about during breaks isn't necessarily for public consumption.
Isn't there a room right over here? I mean, you know, I believe that's what they used to do.
It's sort of cruel and unusual punishment to put them in solitary confinement
They could see you. You could wave at them.
We could make funny faces at them.
Throw a piece
of cigarette. I used to sit in that room.
Really?
Yeah,
throw pieces of deli meat against it.
I sat in that room answering phones in the afternoon. Yeah.
Well, hey, I mean, you know, well.
I was very good at it.
Wasn't pleasant, huh?
Is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight. A chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And today we have David Ernest from Ernest Financial, and he brings his trusty sidekick, Rusty. Trusty
Howdy.
Rusty.
Howdy.
How are you, trusty Rusty?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
Someone said you had a sling blade thing going on.
we do that on the health and wellness.
On the health and wellness.
You do a sling blade?
Oh, we do lots of sling blades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get me some mustard biscuits. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know a guy who does it so well, he can actually look like him.
Oh, really?
With that lip hugging out right there?
Kevin Wallace, he can do that thing, put that chin out, and look just like, and sound just like him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I saw that movie, it was disturbing.
I like that movie. It's just, you know, they say that was one of John Ritter's best performances.
Did he have other good performances?
Well, you know, he always played.
We will not have you sully the name of Jack Tripper Baron.
Well, he always played comedy, and this was sort of I guess you'd say it was drama.
It was definitely a drama.
And so he made a good showing, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we're here to talk about.
No.
Well, John Ritter grew up not far from where I grew up.
Really?
Jack Tripper.
Outside of Nashville.
I did not know that.
He went to Overton High School. Lived on Franklin Road.
Did y'all like hang out and stuff?
He was, I think, dead by the time I came around. Or at least famous.
Well, that's right.
Than Jack Tripper.
You're younger than me. You're a lot younger than I am.
Well, I'm also younger than David Ernest, but that's good because when I'm young, I get to start saving money, right?
That's right.
Tell me how it works.
Well, there's the easiest thing is to get someone who can help you, but there's a lot of things you need to be aware of, and you know, we listen on the radio a lot, we're concerned about politics a lot, so one of the most important things, I think, is to become aware of how to save your money for retirement in a way that won't be taxed later. And I think that's one of the most important things. I mean, everyone has the 401ks, and they are matched. If they're not matched, you know, shame on the employer. You should always max those out. And if you can do the 401k Roth, if they have it, that would be the preference that I would say to go for. But once you pass that particular, in other words, you fund all that, pass the matching, you probably want to look at something that would self-complete. You know, 90% or more of the people out there that are saving for retirement are not on a self-completion automatic program. In other words, if you get sick or if something happens to your health or to your family or something like that, you need to have some self-completion built into the program, tax-free self-completion. And I'm not going to get into what all that is, but there's a lot of things that you can do. And, you know, with the tax brackets low right now, it's a perfect time to be paying for the taxes now and putting into something that you never pay taxes later.
And, you know, you can't lose money with this. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You cannot. Well, there's some that you could, you know, but we have both kind of programs. But, you know, older folks, after they built up, we like to put it where they can't lose if the market goes up to make money. But there's other programs that, you know, we have in place that they can put money into that go straight in.
What's the number one thing somebody needs to say, whether they're 30, 50, 60, you know, what's the number one thing people need to have on their mind about retirement, about putting money away, about building a nest egg? What do people need on the forefront of their mind?
The most important thing is to start doing it.
Whenever.
More aggressively.
The best day to start was yesterday. The second best day is today.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's statistics that show that if you were to invest money for 10 years, if you were like 25 years old and stopped when you were 35 and never added another cent, that you'll have more money than the people who start at 35 and 45 and add money all the way through to, you know, 65 or 70. So that tells you a lot. And the reason why is because if you know about something called the rule of 72, in other words, if you divide the interest rate into 72, if the average interest rate was just, say, like 7%, if you divide 7 into 72, that's, a little bit like 10.2, so 10 years. So that tells you that one more 10-year period will double what you were going to have.
You're going to double your money every 10 years at 7%?
That's correct. So if you're, you know, 55 years old and you got $500,000, by that statistic, you should have $1 million. So if you started at 35 instead of 25, you have lost out on that last double.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You don't get the big double at the end.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
And the end is the big double.
Yeah. Unless you get, caught in some kind of downturn. And that's the kind of stuff we like to protect people from getting caught in, these potential downturns. All young people should be investing aggressively. Older people should be taking, you know, note of protection.
But a 25-year-old should be hammering it away.
80%
if he can do it.
Absolutely.
Whatever he can put away.
Absolutely.
Live at home, stay in the basement. You know,
ride a bicycle, whatever.
Everything. Put everything away.
As much as they can, absolutely.
Am I still a young person, Rusty?
I would think you are. Are you 39 or did you turn
39?
39. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I'll be 39 almost the entire year.
To me, that's
am I young enough to start?
Absolutely.
Because I don't have we got a little bit here and there saved up.
Yeah.
In retirement accounts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's never too late.
You need to call this guy.
Yeah. Wait, what's your number?
334. 279-7431. And before we leave, we need to talk about, coming to see us on every third Thursday.
Yeah, at Folcarelli's.
Mm-hmm. At Folcarelli's, where they're going to be.
Is that this Thursday?
Or
was that last Thursday?
That was last Thursday.
Last Thursday. Mm-hmm. And also, we're going to have an event. One of my clients has wanted to have an event up on the lake on the Saturday before Memorial Day. And there's going to be entertainment there. Elvis is going to be there. Several bands are going to be there. Free food's going to be there. But they said they would like people to bring a dish.
Oh.
But the most important thing is to call an RSVP so we'll know. Yeah. And that number, again, is 279-7431. And then we'll give you directions.
You had me at Elvis, man. let's not forget another couple of things. You know, we're on here every weeknight at 7 o'clock.
7 to 7:30.
Right. And then we're on Saturday mornings at 8:30. And Sunday at 1 in the afternoon.
And
starting next week, it'll be on the 4th.
Right.
May the 4th
May
be
the 4th.
With you. We're going to be on television.
What?
We're going to be on ABC 32.
You're moving to television?
Absolutely. 5 o'clock, yeah.
What time?
5 o'clock.
5 p.m. on ABC.
On what day?
Saturday.
Every Saturday?
Every Saturday, except when the NFL bumps us, half the time.
We got bumped by the draft this week.
We're going to be bumped every time.
And what's it? CBS?
ABC.
ABC. Mm-hmm. See, the NFL doesn't play on ABC, do they?
Yeah, well, they do, don't they?
Mm-mm, they play CBS and Fox and NBC.
It's just the draft.
Oh, the draft bumped you. And but other than that, you'll be good to go.
And whatever else.
That's because it's an ESPN deal. That's right.
Yeah, you know, but I'm sure there'll be some kind of games on ABC, like, you know.
There'll be a race or something.
What's those two schools? Auburn, Alabama. Yeah, they'll probably be Auburn. Or a race. Or, yeah. They don't show golf.
Actually, no. I don't think ABC has any races this year.
You know, what that shows is the more important thing than investment is watching football.
And I think maybe if there's
you live in Alabama.
If there's Popeye cartoons, they might bump us. I don't know.
I'm looking forward to you guys on television. I'm about to watch that. People, you guys look good today.
Thank you.
Hey.
Yeah, this is my television suit.
Yeah, nobody on the radio can see. You got a nice suit on and a tie with $100 bills all over
it. I'm dressed as a gorilla.
Well,
it's just my thing, man. You know,
got a nice camo hat on.
Thank you. Well, you can't see my head.
Is that why you wear it?
Yeah, I walk around people.
He ain't got no head. We'll be back, guys. David Ernest, give him the number one more time.
334-279-7431. RSVP for that party.
Appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
Been fun.
I'm going while the sun keeps shining.
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Daddy always smiled.
remember where I was the first time I heard this song. And I couldn't believe I'd never heard it because it was an older song.
Right. By a popular group.
Yeah. I was in my friend Russell Mashburn's car. We were picking up some Skull Straight Long Cut from the BP on 31. And he put in a CD. He said, check this out. And he played this song, and I never heard it. And it was moving. It was touching. It was a fantastic song. And I thought, Russ, why did you play that? That's terrible. Why would you want me to feel like that on like a Tuesday afternoon at 2:30 in the afternoon? Our number 272922. That's right. I didn't always chew Copenhagen. I chewed Skull Straight Long Cut for years. I didn't switch to Copenhagen until I was an older man and had refined tastes.
That's right. To work up to it.
Skull Straight Long Cut had to get me by for a long time. Dave, I think I want to go buy some Skull Straight Long Cut. That sounds really delicious right now.
Wrong.
Do they make dip that doesn't have the nicotine in it so you don't get addicted to it and you can just put it down whenever and walk away?
I have no idea.
They should. That's yeah. like decaf tea?
Right?
Yeah. Non-alcoholic beer?
I mean, maybe we shouldn't be talking about this on air. Maybe we should do it off air.
Low nicotine or no nicotine tobacco? Woo. Sounds delicious.
All of the teeth rot, none of the high.
Well, it's still delicious.
I'm a good slogan guy, Baron.
Measles have made their way potentially to Alabama. The measles! Next thing you know, children are going to have rashes.
The funniest, though, to me about this is, and we differ in opinion on some of this stuff a little bit, but I did notice that, like, yesterday's headline was measles possibly nearing to be on its way to near Alabama.
That's right.
So, like, if somebody, like, from, I don't know, Ohio drove through here, we might have measles. But if they don't, but it could possibly be on its way, but we're not sure.
There are,
like, okay, calm down.
The health department has put out a statewide alert. This is how stupid this thing is, by the way. They have put out a statewide alert that a person with measles made at least two stops in Alabama, including at a Fort Payne restaurant and a gas station in Livingston.
I mean, that's like far northeast Alabama. We don't need to worry about that.
Well, Livingston's west Alabama.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So they must have gone up 43.
Or if they came down 59 through... And
does
then,
59 go through Livingston?
No, but I mean, if you went 59, 20, and then 20, and then down, and then south on 43 or something. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You could get there. anyway.
But they issued a BOLO for...
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And be on the lookout.
Those stops raised concerns that people at both locations were exposed to the highly contagious virus.
Actually, it's sort of like when settlers land, or you know, when Europeans landed here, and then like all the natives died from smallpox. That's what's about to happen.
Measles.
It's been nice knowing you and the audience.
Measles can live up to 2 hours in the air.
Oh my God!
Or on surfaces after an infected person coughs or sneezes.
So they can live for. So that virus can live for. Is it a virus?
Yeah, 2 hours.
So. Two-thirds of the show length?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So if the measles guy stopped by the station at 9, by 11...
By 11, we're fine.
We're cool. Two-thirds of the show.
Well, I mean...
It spread person to person through coughing or sneezing.
There's a great bit here. Hang on. I'm going to play it. Back in the day, the Brady Bunch took on the measles. You know how sometimes people do rip from the headline stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Brady Bunch did the measles. You ready for
I remember this a little bit.
Hi. Peter. What are you doing home from school?
They sent me home. Measles.
That's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me 101.1. What's the record?
Never mind.
Oh, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books, and I'll see you later, dear.
Okay, honey, bye.
Boy, this is a life, isn't it?
Yeah. If you have to get sick, you sure can't beat the measles.
That's right.
No medicine.
Inside or out. Like shots, I mean.
Don't even mention shots. Yeah.
Measles, measles, measles. Well, all the kids have now had the measles.
So have I.
Well, I had them years ago. Looks like the Bradys are finished with the measles.
Hold it.
My favorite part.
Hold it.
You
You're not through yet.
Alice, don't tell me you're coming down with the measles.
Oh, I hope so. I'd hate to think I was just learning how to blush at my age.
That was the Brady Bunch take on the measles.
Sadly, 20 minutes later, Sam the Butcher died.
Everybody in town absolutely had a
stroke. You wonder what happened
stroke.
To Sam.
All right, 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman will be back in just a moment. Everybody hang tight. It's the kind of stuff you got to do. Take commercial. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Krispy Kreme is preparing for summer with the return of their fan favorite, Lemon Glazed. Available now through this Sunday at Krispy Kreme. Lemon Glazed donuts feature the perfect pairing of zesty fresh lemon and Krispy Kreme's delicious original glaze. Lemon Glazed at Krispy Kreme every day this week and served hot after 5 p.m.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Boxer Mix, the Dow is sharply lower after disappointing news from 3M, which is in the Dow. 3M had a disappointing quarter. It's restructuring and cutting 2,000 jobs, and 3M shares are down nearly 10%. However, there are signs businesses were busy last month. Durable goods orders rose 2.7% in March. The increase is stronger than expected. Verizon says it now has 5G service in 20 cities and plans to have the state-of-the-art wireless service available in more than 30 cities this year. Ronan Dunn, president of Verizon Consumer Group, says the company is also launching pre-orders for the Samsung Galaxy S10 5G phone. Verizon is offering up to $450 for trade-ins on eligible phones and other discounts if you are switching to Verizon. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
3 reasons Ethos Life Insurance is great for you and your family. 1, it's affordable. You can get hundreds of thousands of dollars in coverage for less than you spend on coffees each month. 2, our online application couldn't be easier. It takes just 10 minutes to complete. 3, with Ethos, you're protecting your family's financial future so you can rest easy. To receive your free quote and complete your application in minutes, visit ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com. Ethos. Insure your life. It's never been easier.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a storm system on the way. Today will be another warm day with a high temperature up to about 82, but some pop-up scattered thunderstorms are possible, especially later on in the afternoon, becoming likely this evening and tonight, and into the early part of the day on Friday before ending. The low temperature tonight should be down to about 62. Tomorrow, look for improvement by midday and into the afternoon as sunshine returns at a high around 80 for Friday. And that leads to a beautiful weekend with lots of sunshine both days, up to about 82 Saturday, 85 Sunday, and upper 80s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
After 10 o'clock, David L. Mowry the third. You gotta be the third if you're gonna sit in that chair.
Sure.
You're on mic three. That's why 84 the first is sitting in mic one.
That's correct.
And that makes
the
me
one and only.
That makes me the fourth. Baron Coleman the fourth. A lot of Baron Colemans in the world. I've been able to track down 8 or 9 Baron Colemans in the country.
But do they all spell their name correctly?
I don't consider the ones that spell it incorrectly Baron Colemans.
There's a David C. Mowry who's a professor at Cal Berkeley.
You got to take his place.
I know, right?
Couldn't afford to live there.
Nah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if
I have a friend that lives in Berkeley, and he was telling me his Catholic church is run by a communist priest. And I said, why do you go to that one? Because he said it's less communist than the other one.
That sounds like California.
And I said, well, how do you get to a non-communist Catholic church? He goes, you got to go into the heart of Oakland, and we're not doing that. I was like, okay, I got you. Our number 272-9228, the special this week at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Is dynamite.
Have you had it?
See, little tiff at the house Monday night.
Oh.
So I decided Tuesday so
to
I
make
could,
up for it.
Like, not have to sleep outside again.
Mm-hmm.
I went by Midtown Pizza. I got the ravioli, cheese ravioli with the meat sauce on
cheese
it.
Ravioli with meat sauce.
Oh, my gosh. It is so freaking good. And I got the 5 macaroni and cheese.
The 5 cheese macaroni.
With bacon.
Uh-huh.
Got a VY pizza. That's
Jeez.
My personal favorite.
Well, and you ate all
dude,
this yourself?
I was... Really in the doghouse, yeah, Dave?
You weren't in the doghouse. You were in, like, the dog pen.
Shrimp, alamone.
You were living in the dang hen house.
Are you in the pound? You at the Montgomery Humane Society? Is that why we're doing
and
forward?
And you can get a specialty pizza. You just tell them what you want on it.
It's
Lauren,
right.
Rowena wanted sausage, pepperoni, mushrooms, mozzarella cheese,
yeah.
Period. That's what she got.
Did I tell you my daughter created a pizza at Midtown Pizza Kitchen?
I think you have. The one with white.
White sauce.
Yeah.
Bacon, sausage, ham.
Divine.
Or bacon, sausage, pepperoni, maybe. It was 3 pig meats and a white sauce. We nearly killed each other fighting over the last piece. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, find one of their 2 locations. The High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. And the... Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. All right. Done with the measles.
We're done
it's,
with it.
It's a rash, people. Nobody was scared of the measles until they figured out a way to make $1 billion off of
Except
it.
Except for Roald Dahl.
Who?
Roald Dahl.
Oh, yeah. His granddaughter died of...
Yeah, I mean, his daughter died. Who cares? She was a zilch.
I mean, but it... Listen. People gonna die of something.
Right, so you know? We should take no preventative measures.
No, I'm just saying...
I mean, you could die by jumping out of a plane, or you could put this parachute on.
Nah.
I'll make it.
Yeah, but that argument says that vaccines are completely risk-free.
That's true.
It's just like people say, I take a antibiotic for whatever, ear infection or whatever. Well, what's the risk of complications from an ear infection? Well, I don't know, like 1 in 10,000. What's the risk of complications from an antibiotic? Like 1 in 5,000? So why are you taking the higher risk to like strep throat? We don't give our kids antibiotics for strep throat. They just kick it.
Right.
They get over it. It could turn into scarlet fever. Well, it could. Like 1 in 25,000 chance, or they could have like a 1 in 5,000 chance of a bad reaction from antibiotics.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, you know. At what cost? In other words, every preventative measure has a cost. Every proactive, reactive measure has a cost. Everything has a cost.
More people get whiplash because we have seatbelts.
Right.
But guess what? Less people die.
But that's not what. Again, that's an inaccurate comparison, though. That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah, the accurate comparison would be more people get lap burns by putting them on.
Yeah,
that would be an accurate comparison.
I was just thinking of the most dangerous thing that most people do every day. That's driving.
Drive a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, we lose how many people die from car wrecks every year?
I think the most dangerous thing you do is get up out of bed.
Well, I mean, maybe.
You know how many old people fall down standing up out of bed?
Yeah.
The blood pressure gets low because there's too much blood pressure medicine. Fall over and break a hip.
In other words, life. It'll kill you.
It will. It'll take you out.
100% of the time, it'll kill you.
There ain't no coming back from it.
Uh-uh.
No coming back from it. The Bath Innovations guest hotline here into the studio, 272-9228, 272-9228. That'll land you on that Bath Innovations of Alabama guest hotline right into the studio, right onto the airwaves at 272-9228. If you want to check out Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com. Cool story. I like stories like this. I found this in ale.com of all places. I don't know who Ashley Remkes is.
Shocking, right?
I actually look at this blog every day, ale.com. It's worthless. It's boobs on a boar hog. There's almost nothing to do in ale.com to look at. But every now and then I'll find a story that piques my interest. Here's the headline, and you have to read down to figure out what's happening. Here's the headline. Chalking tires for tickets still legal in Alabama despite court ruling.
Didn't we have a whole show about sidewalk chalk a couple of years ago when Trump was running?
Yeah, blue chalk.
Didn't you get chalked?
I got chalked here
at your house.
I got chalked here in front of my car.
Huh. And I got accused of it. And it wasn't me.
Yeah. Someone chalked the sidewalk here. When Donald Trump was running for president, college campuses,
I remember that.
Writing pro-Donald Trump messages in chalk on the concourses of college campuses. And the little snowflakes couldn't handle it.
They needed safe places to go to get away from the chalk.
Well, chalking tires has been ruled unconstitutional in the Sixth Circuit. That's Ohio, Tennessee, Michigan, Kentucky.
Who chalks tires anymore?
What was the
So you go park on the street.
No, I know that.
Hour limit.
Okay, and then so somebody said, I'm going to sue you over chalking my tires? Mm-hmm. But what was the basis for their ruling? Like, what legal basis for not chalking your tires?
Well, take it through the procedural history. Person gets a ticket. Mm-hmm. They've gotten 15 tickets in 2 years for parking.
Mm-hmm.
At the trial court, they argue it's unconstitutional to chalk my tires.
Right. But why would that be unconstitutional? Right to privacy?
Because it violates the Fourth Amendment's bar on unreasonable searches. You're touching my car.
Okay, wait a minute.
See if it's moved.
Okay. I know just a little bit of the law, just enough to be dangerous, but I do know this, that you have a lesser expectation of privacy under the Fourth Amendment in your car, that a police officer can shine his light in the window and, look around the interior without a warrant or anything like that.
Right.
Right? But you're saying that chalking the car, or they're saying that chalking the car, you have a reasonable expectation of privacy.
Go through your scenarios again, because I don't think they were accurate. When do you think you don't have an expectation of privacy in your car?
You have a lesser expectation of privacy in your car than you do in your home, domicile, etc. 100%. Which is why they can search the interior of your car. Basically, they can just ask you.
Well, they can. Well, if you ask you, you have expectation of privacy.
Correct.
That's consent. They can search it incident to a lawful arrest.
Right.
They can cinch it.
But even with that, they need a warrant to search your glove box if it's locked or your trunk.
Not always.
Well,
Depends on what they find in the car.
I'm just saying.
But they can't.
I'm just saying that the this went all the way to the Supreme Court.
It went to the Sixth Circuit.
Oh, okay.
The intermediate appellate court in the federal suit.
This is the dumbest lawsuit I've ever heard.
Well, okay. I kind of like it. There are ways to quote unquote chalk tires without touching the car. The Sixth Circuit basically said touching the car, putting a mark on it, that crosses the line.
Oh, okay.
To determine whether or not it's moved, that crosses the line. And you know, it could reveal that you've been downtown.
Yeah.
You know, say there's only one district in the community with a chalk tires.
Yeah.
And your tire gets chalked, and then you drive to work, and your boss now knows you've been downtown. Your wife now knows you've been downtown. Neighbors now know you've been downtown. Maybe you don't want people to know you've been downtown.
Wipe the chalk off.
Maybe you don't know it's been done. You have to go around searching your car to make sure. Anyway, the Sixth Circuit set it aside. Here's why I bring it up. Because an attorney in Huntsville quoted Marcus Helstowski. I don't know Marcus Helstowski. Said that because Alabama isn't one of the states covered by the Sixth Circuit, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, Tennessee, the ruling doesn't apply here. And I agree. I agree. The ruling doesn't apply outside of the Sixth Circuit because the Sixth Circuit can't make things illegal outside of the Sixth Circuit. So my question is, why in the hell are judges in Hawaii and judges in San Francisco setting aside national policy?
Yeah.
If we all agree that in this situation, police officers everywhere outside of the Sixth Circuit can continue to chalk tires.
Yeah, why something as nitty as chalking tires.
Yes, why? And that has to follow the geographical bounds. Why are we listening? Because I just saw earlier on Fox News, they had a headline up on the Chiron. It said that some judge in the Ninth Circuit was reviewing Trump's immigration policy.
Right.
That's fine. Let it apply to the Ninth Circuit. But here in the 11th, we're not going to listen to you, Ninth Circuit judge. I don't understand why, if it's negative against Trump, because this is new that circuit court judges or district court judges are just striking down presidential law all over the country. This is relatively new. This is not the way the country was founded. This was not happening in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 80s, even the 90s or 2000s. This is new. And everybody's acting like, well, of course a single judge in Hawaii can strike down an entire nation's immigration policy. Of course they can.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Trump. They're setting a different policy because it's Trump. But this case right here reveals the fact that everybody knows they can only rule within their geographic confines. And I just don't understand it. I just don't understand why the two standards. And I'm a lawyer, and I can't make heads or tails of it.
Right.
So it's confusing to me how everybody else just accepts it as fact. Now, on to the specifics of the case.
Yeah.
Anytime the Fourth Amendment is broadened, I'm on board.
Well, I'm on board. Okay, me too. But I just think it's funny that they apply it to chalk and not to a lot of other things.
Yeah, but like search incident to lawful arrest makes sense.
Yeah,
inventory searches make sense to me. You know the one that I hate.
Yeah, but the thing is that you know what they? I mean, the search incident to lawful arrest. All that does is open up more reasons to pull you over and arrest you.
Right.
That's why I think it's, you know. I mean, I get why they do it, but
they can really only search areas that you had control over,
right.
Physical control, and they've expanded that to the entire passenger compartment.
Correct,
basically. But no, anytime there's an expansion of the Fourth Amendment, because there's,
well, I mean, it seems absurd to me that if I put it, so I pay for I pay for garbage service, right?
Yeah.
But if I put my garbage in that garbage can and I take it to my curb, now it's searchable. 100%.
It depends on if it's in the curtilage or not.
I mean, if it's on the curb.
If it's on the curb, it's not in your curtilage.
Right.
But if you could put it in your curtilage.
I'm just saying, well, but the guys aren't going to come get it if it's, you know, up my driveway.
I don't think we've got curtilages in Pentlala.
Yeah, you do. Every house has a curtilage.
Do we?
Yeah. In fact,
I'm pretty sure they don't exist in Pentlala.
You guys are probably governed by the open fields doctrine.
They probably are. But that means that if you can just see it in the backyard, they can go check it out.
Yeah. Well, that's why you put it in the 55-gallon drum in
California?
The back and just burn it.
Yeah, you just
burn
it.
Just burn your garbage.
Oliver versus California?
Which one?
Isn't
the
that,
open fields?
Yeah, right?
I don't know the name of the case.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But
or Kentucky versus Oliver.
That's a wide difference between Kentucky and California.
Oliver's in it, I know. Because I remember the case because I have a friend whose name is Oliver, and we always joked about it.
The open fields doctrine came from...
Come on.
What case? First articulated in Hester versus the United States.
Maybe the trash one is all...
That reasoning gave way with the arrival of Katz versus the United States.
Okay, so I was wrong.
Oliver versus United States held that a privacy expectation regarding an open field is unreasonable.
Yep. See? Hey, look, I took one con law class in 1997, okay, buddy?
Can you remember every single thing from it?
Rick Dunn's a pretty good teacher. That's all I'm saying.
All right, our number, 272-9228. I've been telling you about the Bath Innovations guest hotline, 272-9228. Let me tell you about Bath Innovations itself. They're on the East Boulevard. They do miracles with people's baths. So many people don't know what to do. I've actually talked to these people. They say, I don't know who to call. You know, I want my bath redone. I feel like I got some water damage back there. The tile, the grout is sort of giving way. Look, if your grout's cracking and the tile's cracking and pulling away from the grout, you're getting water damage behind there in all likelihood. Water can find a crack, and it will roll behind it, and it will cause damage if it sits back there long enough. With Bath Innovations of Alabama, you don't have that problem. They have an acrylic solution. They come out there. It takes about an hour. They measure. They get everything down right. They show you your options. You sit down. You pick out what kind of bathroom you want. And they go in there, and they bring it back like a week later and install it. And it takes a day or two. They take it all the way down to the studs. They take all the old tile out, all the old fiberglass, all the old whatever you have, steel. They pull it all out. They go all the way down to the studs. They inspect the wall, make sure there's no water damage. Then they put in their acrylic, and it creates a perfect seal up against the wall. It's easy to clean. It's durable. It lasts a long, long, long time. And you'll be happy with it. It's fashionable. Looks good. Check it out. It's not your granddaddy's acrylic. This is new stuff. You can have it looking like quartz, looking like granite. You know, just colored acrylic. Just really cool stuff. Really, really, really cool stuff. Bath Innovations of Alabama. BathInnovations.com. Check them out on the East Boulevard or give them a call. 271-2723. 271-2723. It's 11 till.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hop on this dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Doc.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2. But we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. And rain or shine. It's rained the last 2 times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mortgage. My goodness, changing lives on a daily basis. Can you imagine working in an industry where you change people's entire financial futures in one 10-minute phone call? I mean, there aren't many people that can say that. There aren't too many people that can say that, I'm going to put you on a path to pay off your house earlier, pay less money on your monthly expenses and all that, and save you tens, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars just with a 5-10-minute phone call. If just, you know, the possibility that you could do that. And to know there are people that just still sit on the sidelines and don't call 567-4223 and call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, I'm baffled. I'm just totally mystified why someone would sit on the sidelines and not call. If you have been sitting on the sidelines all these years, and just for whatever reason, whether it's pride, whatever it is, just pick up the phone and call her. 567-4223. Just pick up the phone and call her. 567-4223. Her NMLS number is 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. I'll tell you what, Indianapolis looks really good on television. Did you see that?
No.
I don't know why they're showing old B-roll stock footage of the NRA meeting in Indianapolis from 5 or 6 years ago.
That's what they had on hand.
But that Indy looked really good on TV. It's a cool
also, probably because it's Pence's home state.
And that could
be. This is a, you know, L.A., NRA sees L.A., so this is a sensible state. You know, this is a, either that or it's just pure coincidence.
Do you ever read these advice columns?
Oh, listen, I love advice columns.
Okay, I do too. I seek them out.
Yeah, I think we talked about this.
You're talking about like the Dear Abby type
deals? Or, well, and listen, you know why? Why do you like them?
Because.
I like them because they make whatever problem I might have seem absolutely and completely normal.
I like them for a slightly different reason. Maybe a spinoff of that. I like being able to look out and realize some of these things are what keep people up at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to read you one here. All right. This is in the Oregonian today. It's the Ask Amy column.
Yeah, okay. And this is syndicated.
It is. But it comes
out. But you got it from the Oregonian.
I got it from the Oregonian. It's on AL.com, too. But Ask Amy's there every week. And my goodness, if you don't read Ask Amy, I don't know what to tell you. She's a great advice columnist. I am so convinced that Amy just makes up some of these letters, including the one I'm about to read.
I hope. But you know what?
I'm probably not.
They probably don't. People are weird. Anyway.
You ever dealt with a public baron?
Nope, never.
Dear Amy, after 25 years, my marriage reached a dead end, and I took the leap into singledom at age 63. Now, that would have put her being married at what age? 63 minus 25 is 38?
Yeah, so it's...
Okay. I am now a vibrant, attractive, divorced woman with a lot to offer. There was no picture. I went looking for a picture.
Come on, baby.
Because I read the rest of it, and like as soon as she wrote that, I thought if she was vibrant and attractive, she wouldn't say it.
Right.
And then I read the rest of it, and I'm like, yeah, my gut instinct was right. She probably is not vibrant and attractive. I am now a vibrant, attractive, divorced woman with a lot to offer.
I look forward to spending the next chapter of my life with a special man. In the last year, I've dated two men, both loving, age-appropriate companions who claim to want a long-term relationship. In both cases, their interest level was high at first, but fell apart later. In processing these failures, one issue stands out. I am blessed with a high libido. I've bought into the idea that men are eager to get naked. Imagine my shock at finding the tables turned. Many times I've been in a state of anticipation, only to have my lover say, "Sorry, I'm not in the mood."
My lover.
Triggering rejection, crushing self-doubt and frustration. Expressing these feelings can backfire horribly. Likewise, suggestions to help him get in the mood. Older guys, apparently, are extremely sensitive around the issue of sexual performance. I've been told devastating things like, "I feel oppressed by your neediness," and "maybe you should find yourself a young stud."
Joey?
Joey!
Dear Amy, I can't give it away.
Joey!
Amy, I want an equal partner. In any case, younger guys want women even younger than they are. Now I fear that the next time I get close to someone, I'll need to tamp myself down, but I absolutely hate the idea. I believe that sexuality is one of life's greatest gifts, meant to be shared. Am I unusual, or have I just not found the right partner? I'm glad Amy has more...
tact than you do?
Tact than I do. Signed, On Fire in California.
I can't answer this on the radio, because I'll get us all fired.
I cannot describe the sheer joy and entertainment I got out of reading that letter the first time this morning when I saw it. I you know, it's Thursday. Let's read what Ask Amy had to say.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Amy had great, great advice for her. And it was basically just be honest up front, tell people you're a nymphomaniac. And then go find someone who can keep up. And if they're your age, fine. If they're younger, whatever. Just, you know, you're looking for a narrow person who is right. always ready to go.
I figured that the lot to offer thing means that, like, she took her husband for some cash.
Well, yeah.
Apparently she's a dipsomaniac, so.
Here's what I think. I think she's probably of average looks for her age, but thinks she's way hotter than she is. She's probably annoying as hell. She's probably insufferable to be around long periods of time. Her husband probably got down on his knees and thanked God when she finally left him. And all these other men, after 6 months, are going, "My God, when will this woman get out of my house?
It's not worth it."
That's my guess of what's going on.
That's a pretty good take there.